So, of course, for those of you who don't know us, Wolf Chan Rashke, we've been here in Cold Lake since 2008, originally from BC. We have four kids, and we pretty much fill out that row, this row here, every Sunday. We've been attending this church here, Grand Center Lions, for 2.5 years. And we just want to share a story with you. The verse that we picked out for this day is 1 John 4:19. And it's a short verse, but one that's true to our hearts. We love because he first loved us. So this verse really defies both our stories. You know, we desperately needed that love of God, and God sought us out because he loved us. So keep in mind that both of our families, we've both come from unbelieving families, and our childhoods did reflect that, and our parents did the best that they knew at the time. So I'll give some background for myself first. So I was born and raised in Kelowna, BC. Grew up in, we had a cattle ranch. It was a small cattle ranch, about 100 head. I was the youngest of 8 kids. When I was 6, my mom passed away. So I was faced with a lot of questions when I was very young, about death and what happens to a person after they die, and a lot of questions really exist upon her. So basically, I was raised by my older sister and my dad. I know the ladies from, we had a little church down the road, and I know the ladies from that church and some of the men, they would always come around and see how my dad was doing and stuff, and he, you know, he decided to give us a choice of, on Sundays, you can go out and work on the ranch, clear brush and do this, or you can go to church. So I took the option of going down to that little white church down the road. And I heard lots of stories there, and that's where I was first heard about God and Jesus. It was in Sunday school down in the basement, and you know, you see these big felt boards with all the felt figures and, you know, Jesus and the white robe and all the little felt kids around Jesus. That was kind of my first picture of Jesus, and it was good to hear the stories, and you know, it gave me that hope. Also, they serve really awesome juice for snack. So there was a couple that lived right next door to the church, and they would always bring over these great big pitchers of ice cold juice. They mixed it up, and weird memory, but it was just something I had there. So this belief and faith kind of carried me through my teen and adult life. Although I didn't really pursue that much further, but the thought that was always there that there was a God, and but I didn't really know that personal relationship with him. But I'm just going to pass you over to Shannon now.
Okay, we're good. So I also grew up in the Okanagan. I come from a family of divorce. My dad left when I was 7, and there was a few years there that we didn't really have any contact with him. But the community where I grew up, they were fabulous. They really sought us out. And for my mom, raising 3 kids on her own, she used what we refer to as a Monday night Bible hour. People would come in their bus. They'd pick up all of these stray kids. We'd go down to a church in West Bank and hear stories about Jesus. And it was fabulous. That was how we first got introduced to who God was, that we could have a personal relationship. And at the age of 10, I chose Jesus as my Savior through a Bible camp. I loved the Lord. I loved the fact that he was my Savior. I loved the fact that I knew my sin was covered. But I really struggled making him king in my life. And it was evident. I wanted my cake, and I wanted to be able to eat it too. I walked both sides of it. And at the age of 17... I opted to really turn my back on God. One of the things that I was desperate for and wanted was to be loved. And so I entered a relationship with a young man. Initially, it started off fabulous. It was great. I thought it was all that I needed it to be. But 3.5 years later, it ended up with unfaithfulness and violence. So my mom, thought that probably the best thing for me would be to leave the community that we were living in and go move in with my dad, a man who I had access to, saw when it was convenient for him. And so I left. I left Cranbrook, went back to Kelowna. Just so you know, all of my mom and my two siblings at the time that I accepted Jesus as my Savior, they did as well. So God really stepped into that part of my family. I moved to Kelowna, moved in with my dad. Pretty much everything there was available for me. I could do whatever I wanted. The only thing I wasn't allowed to legally do was smoke cigarettes. So my stepsister, Michelle, was married to Wilf's best friend, Mike. And they were down visiting. They'd come from Calgary for a long weekend. And they were going to go meet Wilf at a pub. It was a pub. And they said, hey, Shannon, do you want to come along? And I had never met him before. And I said, yeah, I would love to. Because really, I just wanted a cigarette. And that was the way that we were allowed to do it. So so I went and I met Wilf. And it was bizarre. I was still in this other relationship with this other guy, hoping to make things work. Felt that that was my only option, that this would be my life. And God spoke in my heart, and he said, this is a guy you're going to marry. And I'm thinking, what? And his name is Wolf? I didn't hear Wilf. So it was interesting, because I balanced two sort of relationships at the same time, but Wilf was amazing. He loved me. He was kind to me. I never had to pay to go out on a date. He never raised his hand in violence. And so we fell in love. And I was so thankful to know who he was and to meet him. Well, our relationship progressed. And at the time, my mom and my aunts, who were also believers, really started to pray for both of us. They were praying for my restoration because I wasn't living for God. And they were praying for Will's salvation. And this had been going on for a couple of years. And I broke a taboo. I moved in with Wilf, which is something you don't do in my family ever, but I did. And we started a life together. During that time, I was working on my education degree, and I had to pick up a couple of extra classes. So I took Bible as literature, thinking this is going to be a breeze. Well, God really used that to bring me back to himself and started laying on my heart my need to be in full relationship with him. At this point, Wilf and I were engaged to be married. We tried every single church in Kelowna that would marry us. Our first initial one that we wanted to get married in was a little heritage church. We wanted to get married around about Christmas. That accommodated our family's needs. And the only time they're not open was that long weekend, right? So, and we were just going to get a JP and figured that we would just go ahead and go from that. But that wasn't available, so we started going to churches. And I never once denied that Jesus Christ was my Savior. And so, of course, nobody would marry us. Nobody felt that they could offer that to Wilf and I. It was an unequal yoked relationship. While that was happening, God was really laying it on my heart that if I really loved Wilf, would I not be concerned about his salvation? And he started showing me that although I was prepared to be married to him and join in marriage and live with him for the rest of my life, did I really love him? And God used that as a catalyst to show me that, no, I didn't. So there was a week that we had gone to the Kelowna Alliance Church, met a wonderful man. His name's Pastor Henry Clark. We'll never forget him. He said, you know, Shannon, you know, I'm not able to marry you. And I said, yeah, I knew that. And this had been, what, five or six churches? Well, we just kept getting the door was slammed in our face all the time. So he says, but listen, he says, you guys go home. And he says, come back in a week. So during that week, I had to break off my relationship with Wilf. I had to make a decision. Who was I going to align myself with? If I was really going to have Jesus Christ as king of my life and I was going to be obedient to him, I needed to do what he asked me to do, and that was give up Wilf. Not an easy thing. So we went that Friday night. We went back to the Kelowna Alliance Church, and lo and behold, if Pastor Henry Clark didn't share the gospel with Wilf. And then what happened?
So although I believed in God, I didn't want to reject his son. I knew I needed that personal relationship, although I heard, you know, I believe that there was a God and everything, but no one explained to me that I could have that personal relationship. And I was seeking change at that point in my life, obviously, and I just laid it out there and trusted and accepted Jesus as my Savior.
And honestly, at first I thought he did it for me, but the change was so radical. This man really ultimately changed his life around. I thought he was fabulous when I first met him. And we'd been together for, what, 4 years prior to that already. So, I mean, it was amazing, the change that he's been. So since then, God has really blessed our marriage. We've been married how many years now, is it, hon? 19?
Almost.
It's almost 19. I can't do the math, so I always have to double-check with Wolf. For the longest time, I forgot the actual date was that we got married. But sometime we got married at Christmas. Anyways, from there, God really opened up for us wonderful possibilities. We stayed at the Kelowna Alliance Church for a little while, then moved into West Bank, and we went to West Bank Bible Chapel. A little bit more legalistic. It's a brethren type of church, but we got fabulous biblical teaching. And from there, we stayed there for about 5 years, and God really called us out. One of the things that we struggled with as a Christian couple was the fact that I think we became really quite self-righteous, and that was a real turnoff for our unsafe family members. And we became what God never intended us to become. We didn't become loving. We became judgmental, superior. And so God laid that on our hearts and showed that to us. And so we left that particular church, and it got involved with a church plant. And that was fantastic. This church plant did things that were totally different from what I had known growing up within a church society. We knocked on doors and gave out little light bulbs with a Bible verse on it. We had a Father's Day where single dads could bring their kids to church, and we did a penny carnival to give them someplace safe. We opened up opportunities to say, hey, we want to accept you for who you are. We'll give you coffee. If you're coming in drunk, we'll give you a cup of coffee and a donut, but let us share with you the heart of Jesus. And that year that we spent in that church was phenomenal for Wolf and I. It broke down a lot of barriers. It opened up for us, I think, just a real desire to share Jesus. We left there because God moved us out much, and we didn't want to go. We were dragging our feet, but he said, no, it's time for you to leave. And we left West Bank. We went to Armstrong, had an opportunity to get involved with a First Baptist church there. And when we walked there, this church was dead. They didn't have life. They weren't really being obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit. A new pastor had come in a few months before Wilf and I did, and God just started breathing in fresh wind. And this church went from 75 people who just sat on a pew, and by the time we left, it was close to about 350, but they were actively out in the community and searching and wanting to share Jesus. From there, we made another huge move. We left the Okanagan. We went up to Fort Nelson in British Columbia. Tough place to live, really dark, very oppressive. God asked us to do something entirely different, and that was we opened up a home church. We lived on a sort of like a cul-de-sac with about 36 different kids, and they started coming to our home with the moms. Most of them were saved, but their husbands weren't, and so we started doing church at home. And what started that was I cold knocked on doors on that street saying, hey, this is who I am. I'd love to have you come for Bible study. Are you interested? A woman said, you know what? I would really like to. And 4 months prior to that, she had just given birth to a wonderful little boy. His name's Leland. He had dwarfism and some health complications associated with that. And she didn't know how to love her child. Nobody had said, love him. He's made in the image of God, until we had an opportunity to share that with her. Tanya's family, through Ladies Bible Study, all became born-again believers. And then 3 months later, her son died. So that's how church had started for Wilf and I. In our home, we walked grief with this family. And just Leland's death just opened up an umbrella of people who got to hear that there was hope, that you could know Jesus Christ and be forgiven and be saved. We left Fort Nelson, came here in 2008, and we were incredibly depleted. We were like what Pastor Bob said last week. We were tired, drained, I think, hey? And we really needed a sanctuary, and that led us to Harbor Light in the north, and fabulous opportunity for us there. We got to know some great people. We got plugged in. We were able to help out with the Sunday school. And then God brought us here, and we're very thankful to be here. We're thankful that we can be used here for him, for his honor, and for his glory. One of the things that the Lord's really laid on our heart now is to really give our faith feet. We have just been feeling very strongly that he's asking us to go outside of these doors and go into our community and reach people for him in whatever capacity that God's opened up. So if it's relational, to make sure that we have an opportunity just to share who Jesus is and to do things with intention. Our family, we like to include them in what we're doing, so they've always been a part of that. They know that when we're doing a service role, we need their support. We want them to be actively involved with us. And I think that's really where it is. We're really excited to see what God's got planned here, what he wants to do, and how we can be a part of it. I would have to say, more than anything, God's been incredibly good to us, and it's because of his love. And other people wanting to reach out and share that love that Wilf and I are here today. And we want to be able to share that with others as well and meet the needs. Yeah. And that's all we have to say now.